to Carson and Kennedy. Carson and Kennedy. On Mix 1041.
617-931-1234. We want to know what you're getting into over the weekend. You can call or text that number. Barrett has his first official babysitting gig tonight.
He's going to be in charge of keeping another human alive?
Two of them, as a matter of fact. So he watched these two boys over the summer a lot, and it was usually during the day for a couple of hours, right? So he would go up to the house, pick them up, take them to the park. They'd go play for a couple of hours, go to the field, play soccer, whatever, and then he would take them back home, and that was kind of his babysitting. But he got the call earlier this week. They're like, hey, we're going out on Friday night for a thing, and would you be interested in coming over to the house and watching them at the house? So this will be the first time he's going to their house and staying there for a couple of hours while they go out.
Are they all just going to play Fortnite together?
I don't know. Yeah, I imagine they're just going to sit around and watch movies and eat pizza and do whatever.
You can make a nice chunk of change babysitting.
I babysat a lot growing up. You know, I have three younger brothers and a younger sister, so I grew up with young kids always around, and I babysat. I worked at a child care place when I was a teenager as well, so I loved it, and you're right, it was easy money, it was cash under the table, and a lot of times the kids were asleep when I would babysit. Like, I would get there 7, 8 o'clock, they'd already have dinner in their pajamas, we'd watch a movie, they'd fall asleep on the couch, and then I'd just sit there for the next 2 hours on the phone talking to some girl.
Nobody ever entrusted the care of their young child to a young Dan.
No.
They were like, nah, not you.
And then on Saturday, if you're going out to the Harpoon Oktoberfest in the Seaport, make sure you come by and say hello. I'm going to be hosting some sort of beer stein competition around 2 o'clock on Saturday.
What is the competition?
I don't know. I have to get there early to find out. I don't know. Is it like handmade beer steins?
Like how many steins you can carry?
Oh, that might be. Maybe like a race. You have to stack them up on a tray or something. Yeah, I haven't gotten all the details of what it's going to be. And I am so pumped. I have never been to this. The Harpoon IPA is legitimately one of my all-time favorite IPAs. Like, I'm going full fall. Like, I got like fall vibes for an outfit.
Got your lederhosen picked out?
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. All right, let's see what we got going on here. We're going to start first with Katie from Lowell.
Lowell.
Good morning, Katie.
Lowell. Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Morning. So you're doing a 14-mile walk. What is it for?
Yeah, it's the Jimmy Fund Santa Barbara walk.
Right.
My mother-in-law has walked it every year for at least 15 years. And so I started walking with her. I myself am a cancer survivor. And my mother-in-law walks for her sister, Annie, who we lost a few years ago. But it's something we do together. I actually just celebrated yesterday 12 years cancer-free.
Let's go. Congratulations.
So, that's awesome.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
You're going to go on a little 14-mile stroll to celebrate.
So I'm looking at it. Yeah. It's called the Boston Marathon Jimmy Fun Walk. So I guess you can do a 5K, a 10K, a half marathon, or a full marathon with all routes finishing in Boston. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. And so it's a lot of fun, a great energy. Anybody that would like to donate, my picture is actually on the fundraising page. That's right on the from our walk last year.
Awesome. Oh, you mean like, so if you go to the fundraising page for the Jimmy Fund, you're right there on it?
Yeah, for the Jimmy Fund walk. So if you...
Is that you with the bib number 11003? Because I'm looking at one right here.
So there's...
Anyway, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. I'm getting caught up in the minutiae.
Good luck on your walk. I would have picked the 5K, but good luck.
Have a great time. We hope you raise lots of money.
Thank you.
I'm sitting here going, is that you? Because I'm looking at the picture right now. Let's see. Courtney from Norton. Good morning, Courtney.
Norton.
Norton.
Good morning, Carson.
Good morning. Good morning.
Norton.
So, Kennedy is actually out this morning. She's having her second surgery, hopefully removing all of Melvin. And you're in the hospital at the moment. What's going on?
Yes, So she's having Melvin removed, and I'm having Tina put in. I have scoliosis. I'm having titanium rods put in my back.
Oh, titanium Tina.
Because I have scoliosis.
Tina. Wow.
Yeah, titanium Tina. Yeah.
So are you streaming us from the hospital right now?
I am.
You're a ride or die, Courtney. I appreciate that.
I am. I stream you guys every single day.
We love you for that.
So when is your procedure? Yeah. What time?
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. And then what's the recovery time?
So I'll probably be here for the next 3 to 4 days. So I'll be streaming you guys.
All right.
Straight through.
Well, we are sending you all of the good vibes that everything goes flawlessly today. You and Kennedy, Surgery Sisters.
Yep, we are.
All right. Well, if you need anything, text us. We're around.
I will. Thanks.
All right. It's just, you know, we love you guys. Thank you for listening to the show like you do. That's just...
It's overwhelming at times.
Yeah, there's a woman right now sitting in a hospital about to have titanium things put in her back, and she's listening to the show to just kind of take her mind off of it.
I know. We should try to be funnier for her.
Well, Kennedy's not here
today. I know. So. This whole thing's a house of cards. It's about to collapse.
Kennedy's out. 617-931-1234. You can call or text. We want to know what you're getting into over the weekend. We have our good friend Corey from Medford. You know, he started a new job recently, and apparently there's something going on with the boss and us that we're going to have to discuss.
And us?
Yes.
We don't work there, but we do.
Yeah, well, apparently we got involved somehow. So we'll do that coming up next on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.